All right, it's Dave Player back with you this morning here on 720 WGN. So the latest installment of the multi-million selling killing series by journalists Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard is a brutal history of 20th century organized crime in America. This nation's most notorious serial robbers, con men, murderers, and especially mob family bosses. Covers a period from the 1930s to the 1980s. The new book is called Killing the Mob, tracing the history of prohibition-busting bank robbers from the Depression era, such as John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Pretty Boy Floyd, Babyface Nelson, and so many others. And to talk about it all is Bill O'Reilly. Bill, welcome in once again.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for having me in. How are you?
I am great, thank you, sir. So this is the 10th book in this series that started off with Killing Lincoln like 10 years ago already.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best-selling nonfiction book series of all time. I'm just like stunned. And in Killing the Mob, we start out in Chicago. With John Dillinger, and then Babyface Nelson was from Chicago as well. And the reason we start there is because the reign of terror about these bank robbers in the Depression era 1930s led to the rise of the FBI under a young lawyer named J. Edgar Hoover, because the locals couldn't control these bank robbers who were literally stealing millions of dollars in today's money and gunning down people at will. So what people don't know is that when the FBI was formed, Hoover basically gave orders that you're to shoot to kill. No, come out with your hands up. They got you. They killed you. These are the feds.
Right.
And so Dillinger got it in downtown Chicago. Babyface Nelson got it in Wisconsin. And so we spent a lot of time in the beginning of the book in Chicago. And then, of course, the notorious Al Capone, who set the template for organized crime today with his organization in Chicago. And so a lot of Chicago stuff going on in Killing the Mob.
Well, as I say, here in Chicago, we still can't escape that we are the home, you know, almost a century later of Al Capone and Dillinger at the Biograph Theater. It is still so associated with us. But you talk about, you know, J. Edgar Hoover using really the Dillinger and his gang situation, you know, to not only create the Bureau of Investigation, but turn it into the actual FBI.
Sure. And FDR was the force behind that, because Franklin Roosevelt knew that the state and locals could not control this kind of activity, and it had to be controlled. And then the press was making these gangsters into heroes, because everybody hated the banks in the 30s and the Depression, and banks were foreclosing, throwing people out of their homes. And so President Roosevelt knew he had to end this fast. And then the FBI from there took on, you know, a very powerful role in protecting America during World War II. But the real break in our research for Killing the Mob came when we got Lucky Luciano's private papers.
Wow.
He was the first godfather, Luciano, and he operated out of New York. And in those papers, he says that the mob compromised J. Edgar Hoover. They had something on him.
Right.
We couldn't find out what it was, but we know that Hoover liked the ponies. He was a gambler. So by compromising him, J. Edgar Hoover never investigated organized crime. In fact, denied the mafia even existed until Bobby Kennedy became attorney general in 61.
Well, it's funny you say that, because now, you know, you write every politician and his friend in Chicago crowded into the morgue for the purpose of viewing John Dillinger's remains. You know, there was a young chemist from a local embalming college convinces authorities to allow him to place wet plaster over Dillinger's face to mold a death mask as a sign of his victory over John Dillinger. And J. Edgar Hoover will place this mask on display outside of his office, where it remains for decades, but he doesn't really dig deep and investigate.
No, he was not interested in, after they wiped out the bank robbers, which took them about 2 years to do, then Hoover changed into investigating German and Japanese sabotage in the USA to run up of World War II. And then after World War II, when all the mafia guys came over from Sicily because of the deal they had made to help General Patton invade Sicily, and I didn't even know that, and I wrote a book called Killing Patton. I thought I knew everything about Patton.
Right.
And we got Luciano's papers. We said, what? So the mafia on Sicily, which had controlled that island for centuries, made a deal with FDR that they'd help the USA against the Germans occupying Sicily in return for passage to the USA after the war, which is exactly what happened. And once the Sicilian mob got into New York and Philadelphia, they took over all the rackets. And that was the rise, and Hoover did nothing about it.
The mafia is always fascinating. We love the films as Americans. We love The Goodfellas, Godfather, The Departed, Bronx Tale, the television shows, The Sopranos, The Untouchables, the books about the mafia. We love talking about the heyday of Las Vegas, the cast of characters. What is it about the mafia that so engrosses us here in the United States?
Well, they operate outside of society, and, you know, the movie and TV people make them glamorous, unfortunately. They don't do it in the script so much. But when you're looking at an actor like Marlon Brando, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, I mean, these are really skilled guys. Perhaps the worst that I saw was a movie called The American Gangster, and starring Denzel Washington. Now, Denzel Washington is one of the best actors of all time. The guy is so charismatic, it's incredible. This was the worst guy in the world he was playing. I mean, this is a guy, and they tried to show it in the movie a little bit, but Denzel was so charismatic that he made people empathize with him. And, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, if you ever knew how bad they are. And then I said, well, I'll tell you. That's why I wrote Killing the Mob.
Yeah.
These are evil, evil people. There isn't anybody in the book that is good. And only one person in the book doesn't get it in the end. They all get assassinated or put into prison for life, except one guy.
It's funny you say that because, you know, they made Tony Soprano, you know, a lovable family man, pretty much, in one of the most successful TV series of all time.
And Gandolfini, again, is so good at what he does.
Yeah.
So you're overwhelmed. The audience is overwhelmed. But now, if you do read Killing the Mob, you'll have the facts about these people. And you'll know and see what they do. And it all comes down to one thing. They hurt human beings to make money. That's what organized crime does.
Talking to Bill O'Reilly, his new book with Martin Dugard is Killing the Mob. And there's more after a look at your traffic and weather today, Dave. Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to Bill O'Reilly. His new book is Killing the Mob. His no-spin news can be seen and heard at BillO'Reilly.com. So you talk about a little bit about that the various families came together at one point to work together, because, I mean, that wasn't a thing where they worked together, but it was to help defeat Hitler. And you talk a little bit about this in here, you know, via Sicily.
Yeah, and the after World War II, and the mob did help Patton invade Sicily. It practiced sabotage on the Germans, and it gave intel so the Third Army knew where to go when it was invading. But afterward, there was a big meeting after the war in Havana, which was mob-owned, okay? Organized crime owned the whole country of Cuba. And in that meeting, there was all the families from all over the country came to that meeting to divide up the country and say, we're going to run this, we're going to run that. Vegas was an open city. It was being built then. And the big brawl was over narcotics, should the mob get in. And that's a realistic scene in the movie The Godfather, when Don Corleone says, we're not going to do it because we'll lose all of our political influence. That happened. Luciano did not want narcotics, but Vito Genovese, perhaps the most evil person ever to walk the land in the United States of America, Vito Genovese, he got his way. And today, 80% of the narcotics traffic in America is controlled by organized crime. But here's the headline for you, Dave. All of the trouble you're having with murders and shootings in Chicago is generated by drug gangs.
Right,
but they're not organized crime gangs. They're street gangs. But they have to pay tribute and a lot of money to the mob.
The original gangsters.
In order to do that.
Yeah.
In order to sell the heroin and fentanyl on a street. And that's the same in every town. Every town. But these are the guys that are going out shooting the two-year-olds in crossfires because they're fighting for turf, for revenge, for all of this stuff. Yet the press doesn't seem to want to get to the bottom of what this criminality and horrible violence is all about.
You talked a little bit, Bill, about Vegas, and you wrote that you know, there was a search of Frank Costello's belongings. Gross casino wins $651,000, and you know, this was his take from the brand new Tropicana Hotel in Vegas, and it was the first confirmed involvement between New York and the Vegas casinos.
Yeah, the fascinating thing about Las Vegas is that that whole place was built from Teamster pension funds. That's Hoffa.
Mm-hmm, right.
So the mob was able to borrow,
I know, crazy.
Yeah, interest-free, tens of millions of dollars to put up the Flamingo Hotel under the guidance of Bugsy Siegel. And Bugsy Siegel got on the wrong side of the mob because of the cost overruns, and because Bugsy and his girlfriend, another Chicago person, Hill, Virginia Hill, okay, they were skimming and taking the money to Switzerland. And we go all through this, all right? So it's so fascinating. Now, today, Vegas is not run by the mob. However, elements of organized crime have percentages of some of those hotels out there. But now they run it as a legitimate business. But back then, it was all mobbed up. And that's how they got into showbiz. The Frank Sinatra, the Dean Martins, they all went out there. You wanted to work in Vegas, you got to go through the mob.
All right, the new best-selling book is Killing the Mob, The Fight Against Organized Crime in America. And for more on Bill and his no-spin news, visit BillO'Reilly.com. I do love this book series, Bill. You know, I think from a history perspective, especially with the mob, it's going to be another bestseller. And I appreciate you taking the time. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day.
Oh, thanks for letting me on, Dave. I really appreciate it. Let's talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks again. All right, news is next here on 720 WGN.